Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mario of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And which county do you currently reside in?
Cameron.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you or anyone in the household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved in political campaigns?
No.
Okay. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote
Republican?
Okay, thank you. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how you interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress from 0 to 10.
Interested?
Yes, ma'am.
9.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like to read you names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression on them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name. The Democratic Party.
And what am I supposed to answer again?
Would that be a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, or never heard of?
Strong negative.
Strong negative. Okay. Former President Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Okay. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
No opinion.
Okay. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Negative.
Somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strong negative.
Okay. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
No opinion.
Okay. The Republic Party? Republican Party?
Positive.
Strong positive or somewhat positive?
Strong positive.
Thank you. The State Senator Morgan LaMattia.
No opinion.
Okay. Republican candidate for State Senate, Adam Inosea.
I've never heard of him.
Okay. All right. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republican Donald Trump and J.D. Vance?
Trump.
Okay. If the election for your United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican. Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colonel, All Red, Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. For which of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Inosea, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMantia, Democrat.
Republican.
Okay. Do you think Morgan LaMantia has done her job as state, Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Morgan LaMantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. How do you feel? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you.
Is this almost over?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate your time. Morgan LaMantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books. How would you feel?
Could you repeat?
Yes. Morgan LaMantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all of the laws on the books.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. Adam Inosea has Tex liens file against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. How would you feel?
Can you repeat it? It seemed like it was an
unfinished
statement.
Adam Inosea had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Very likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely. How would you feel?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Adam Inosea will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia opposed making voters fraud to a felony level crime.
Likely.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
More likely.
Right, but much more likely or somewhat more likely, which?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Adam Inosea believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children. How do you feel about that?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat
yes.
less likely? Much less likely?
Yeah.
Okay. Morgan, let me...
I have to go.
I could schedule a call back.
How many more minutes?
At least 10 more minutes, tops. We're at
80%. Oh, no. I don't have 10 more minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
what is this for? Who's collecting this data?
Well, this is a private research, and it's for research purposes, not
private.
Everything.
Yeah, but who's doing it?
It's a private party. That's all we were told. That way, it doesn't influence the decision on the person that's doing the survey. So.
Okay. I'm pretty sure not a lot of people are taking their time to do it.
Well, no.
It comes out as spam. So I rarely even answer these phone calls.
Right. No, I appreciate
Nobody
it.
Nobody
loves
spam.
No, it's not a spam or anything like that. It's a research, and we appreciate your time, and, you know, the opinion counts, and it goes a long way.
Yeah, it's just a... really a waste of time. I have to schedule a call back.
I hate.
It's okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.